Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some medieval chant, maybe a little Il Divo, but of course, some oboe music. We're going to begin on a bright note with some Mozart, music from his Wind Divertimenti. Now, he wrote them both in and for Salzburg, namely the Archbishop of Salzburg. Now, these are beautiful works. They're short, simple, and very joyful works. And they were written ideally for audiences outdoors and also for dinner music. This is a little interesting because there's a total of five instead of the customary six. We're going to hear the first of the series, which was composed back in July of 1775. It's a great performance by the Amadeus Winds. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a delightful way to begin the program. Some music by Mozart, his Divertimento in F major, and that was a performance by the Amadeus Winds. We're going to go back in time just a little bit to some medieval times and some chant. We're going to hear the vocal stylings by the talented ensemble Anonymous Four. Now, they are a female a cappella group based in New York City, and they've been performing and recording since the early 90s, and they do specialize in medieval music. Now, the idea for the group started back in a medieval culture workshop. Sounds very interesting. And this was at a monastery where the woman of the ensemble sang a short Marian devotional service at the monastery's chapel. Apparently, it was so musically effective and moving that the group was then founded. And you know what? Audiences are not complaining. They've performed across North America and internationally for the past 30 years and released, over 20 recordings, which is pretty good classical-wise. We're going to go back to one of their beginnings, an early recording, a beautiful disc called An English Lady Mass, Medieval Chant and Polyphony.
Thank you.
the enchanting sounds of the members of Anonymous Four, and some medieval music from their disc, one of their early ones called An English Lady Mass. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is oboe music time. I look forward to this every week. Today, traditionally by Bach, but unique in the form of the oboe d'amore. Now, this is the middle child between the oboe and the English horn, and it's very rich in its beauty and sound. Its most famous and modern usage that some people, if you date back a little while, might know is in Ravel's Bolero, where the oboe d'amore follows the E-flat clarinet just to repeat the main theme for the second time. But do not worry, this is a PG show, so no images, as it was used in the movie 10, are going to be repeated. Instead, a beautiful performance of Bach's concerto for oboe d'amore with Douglas Boyd. He's joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Thank you. What a great performance. A lovely tone on that. That was Douglas Boyd, on the Oboe d'Amore. And he was playing the Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore in A major and joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra. And you were listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I seem to receive repeated requests to hear four male singers. One's French, one's Spanish, one's American, and one is Smith. I am speaking of the group Il Divo. This is a creation of Simon Cowell, and to date they've sold more than 26 million albums worldwide. So, by popular request, here are some selections from their disc, Wicked Game.
Senza di te non vedo più cieli blu. Senza di te il sole non brilla più.
faccio altro che pensare fisso a te.
E mille notti tu non mi rispondi più. E mille giorni ormai, chissà se
yo estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz.
Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor.
Luego sentí todo mi dolor,
solo y llorando, 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 llorando. No es fácil de entender que al verte
yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres. Siempre.
Devo and crying. I'm sure we all do a little bit of that, but we don't admit it sometimes in our life. And that comes from their disc Wicked Game. And we also heard the title track, also called Wicked Game. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to some music by Sibelius. Now, he was a Finnish composer, kind of the late Romantic period. And his music did play a very important role in the formation of the Finnish national identity. We're going to hear one of his lesser performed works, some movements from Swan White Suite, Opus 54. Now, this is based on August Strindberg's play of the same name. It was completed back in 1908, and the first public performance was at the Swedish Theater in Helsinki back in April 8th of 1908, and it was actually conducted by Jean Sibelius himself. But let's embrace the storyline, just so you get in the mood for the music. It's about a 15-year-old princess who lives in a fairy tale castle with her father, a duke, and with her wicked stepmother. The Princess Swan White has been promised to the king of a neighborhood country, but she falls in love with the prince, who is the king's messenger. And you can imagine what ensues. This morning, some selections in a beautiful recording by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra with Petri Sakari conducting.
Thank you.
Music by Sibelius. We heard some movements from Swan Lake, Suite Opus 54, the harp to begin with, and the maidens with the roses. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I do thank you for listening, and do stay tuned and join me next time. Till then.